Today, we're speaking with Chad Baldwin. He is the Director of Marketing for the University of Wyoming, and we'll be discussing some statewide updates out there. Chad, thanks for joining me this morning. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Dahl. Thanks for having me.
So, Chad, a lot of amazing, interesting things going on as far as University of Wyoming and what they're working on. Kind of give us an idea of some things that are going that are taking place out there.
Well, you know, we're of course nearing the last part of the spring semester, so lots of activity, lots of events on campus. Of course, busy in the classrooms, in the labs, in the field, and that sort of thing. A couple of highlights here that things we're excited about. We have a program in blockchain here at UW, Dahl, and it's kind of one of the first in the country. And in fact, now we've been ranked as the number two blockchain program in the whole country. We have a Center for Blockchain and Digital Innovation, and we give our students who come, who are in this, so you can get a minor in blockchain, get to have real hands-on experience dealing with real world problems in this sphere. So that's an exciting kind of new development for us. I'm not an expert in this field by any means, but I know that this is a big week in this area because there's going to be a halving of Bitcoin, they call it.
Okay.
And so our students are watching this closely. They're on top of it. So, again, for many of us, this is kind of a foreign language, but for the young people who are really interested in this field, we've got one of the very best programs in the country.
You know, Chad, I'm friends with some folks, and like a lot of people are on Facebook, and one of them even just yesterday was posting how they were excited that their son, who's out at UW, is involved with the blockchain, the groups there, and how excited they were, and how what a great experience it's been. And again, not calling you out for expertise, but for folks who aren't exactly even sure what the term blockchain means or those types of things, can you kind of explain that to our listeners?
Well, so it has to do with tracking online the way that products can be delivered. So you're tracking from the whole, manufacturing chain to delivery. Blockchain plays a role in that. There is a tie to cryptocurrency as well, in there as well. I can't tell you exactly what that is, but it's, this is it's a digital system, and we know we're in a digital world now, where computing is used to deal with the complexities of our supply chains, I guess you might say.
Pretty neat stuff. And as you mentioned, the University of Wyoming ranked the second best in the country. I know Senator Cynthia Lummis has been a big proponent of that program and some things like that at the university. Speaking with Chad Baldwin, he's a director of marketing at the University of Wyoming. Chad, another thing that's been interesting that was released just recently, the confirmation deadline, first-year student applications, almost to 6,000. Tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, since we put that out, we're up at well over 6,000 applicants from prospective first-year students for this fall. And that's the best we had in 5 years. We're excited about that. These are coming, of course, at the two big states. Biggest is Wyoming, of course. The number two one is Colorado, and then we get to California, Texas, Illinois, Minnesota, and all over the country. We have students come from all over, but a lot of interest. We've done some enhanced marketing this year, and so we're excited about that. The facing a bit of a challenge, and this is for universities across the country, where the federal government's FAFSA form, which is a free application for student financial aid, that was delayed this year. And so we've extended our student confirmation deadline from May 1st to June 1st. To give all those, 6,000 plus prospective students a chance to see what their finances are looking like. What kind of aid will they get? Because, ultimately, college is a big financial decision.
Sure,
and with that delay, we just need to give students more time this year. But we're very excited about. I mean, we have had an enrollment decline since COVID, haven't recovered as quickly as we'd hoped. But getting a big, strong first-year class this fall is a great first step to reverse that trend.
Yeah, that's good news and good information. Also, another story that I was kind of tipped off to talk about and think about with you is this is a really cool thing. There's a UW-led research team that they've been covering the Yellowstone Lake ice cover, and they found that that ice cover has been unchanged despite the global warming climate talk. Talk to us about that and how that even became a thing that a UW-led group is dealing with that.
Sure. So, you know, the researchers, of course, from all over the world descend on northwest Wyoming because of the incredible, you know, natural resources and incredible, beautiful environment that's there. And, you know, they study the things from little critters to big mammals to, you know, to all kinds of things. And so the University of Wyoming is right there because it's our state, right? So one of the things that's been a phenomenon that people have seen across all of North America is that our climate has warmed, and so that there's less period of ice cover on most of North America's lakes. But Yellowstone Lake is an outlier. It's not. It's the same period of ice cover now, and this is an analysis of stuff that goes back 100 years, and our researchers documented that just hasn't changed. It's not like the rest of the lakes in the North America, and they speculate that it's probably because that particular region of the state has actually gotten more snowfall, and snow serves as a buffer for ice cover, and so. Anyway, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, our researchers are doing. I mean, they do things all over the world, but our focus, of course, is on Wyoming. And you know, we have a lot of, our researchers are doing great work looking at big game animals and, for instance, the big winter die-off of mule deer and antelope last year and providing very valuable information to the Game and Fish Department and other agencies to navigate that.
Speaking with Chad Baldwin, he's the director of marketing with University of Wyoming. And Chad, one more topic I wanted to touch on here. This one is really neat as you talk about UW researchers leading the way in a lot of different ways. And this particular story, the UW has researchers that have shown that they can introduce certain proteins that will slow metabolism in human cells. And people might be listening to that going, well, what good does that do? So if people have human cells that need to be refrigerated and they can't, you know, it's not an option, this can help them kind of save those cells because it slows the metabolism. Kind of a neat thing discovered by UW researchers.
Yeah, it's one of our top researchers is Thomas Boothby in molecular biology, and he's one of the world's leading researchers on these little miniature creatures, or microscopic, called tardigrades, or the nickname water bears. And these little guys, they can basically, If the water goes away, or if the temperatures are extreme, they just go into a state of suspended animation, and they don't die. They just kind of just shut down, and then when conditions change, they come back. And so they thought, well, maybe there's something, you know, from this that could help for have a human health application. And so, in fact, yeah, they pulled some proteins from these guys, and they found that the what they do is they create a gel in there at the cellular level that just kind of shuts things down, and you can put that in human cells and do things as you suggested, like preserve pharmaceuticals, preserve blood in place where you can't refrigerate. It has agricultural applications for helps possibly creating more drought resistant seed varieties. And you know, I suppose if you really got, you know, you could go extreme, and some people think about this is extend human life, slow the aging process.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
Yeah, so it's a real hot topic. This Dr. Boothby is getting grant funding from all kinds of agencies, including, interestingly enough, NASA, because they're interested in the applications potentially for space travel.
Wow, very interesting stuff. And this is all stuff that is being researched and done from the University of Wyoming. And, of course, all these different things probably being looked at by those 6,000-plus first-year students.
That's something we pride ourselves in. Oh, yeah, is if you come here as an undergraduate, you got a chance to do do research work in a laboratory or in the field that maybe only a graduate student could get at a bigger university.
Well, amazing stuff, Chad. Chad Baldwin, Director of Marketing with the University of Wyoming. Chad, anything else that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention today?
Well, Dahl, I know you're going to want to know how spring football's going, right?
You know, someone out there was going to go, wow, Dow's going to go the whole time without asking about football?
I was good.
I was good. So, yeah, but I'm perfectly willing to hear about it, yes.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we're excited. New head coach. Lots of players returning. We didn't have big transfer portal losses off of a 9-win team last year. A new quarterback who wears number 17 and is about as big as a guy who used to play here.
I actually refer to him as Jack Reacher. That's what I've been
calling him. Yeah, that's right. And just a real salty defense. Anyway, we're excited. It's going to be a fun fall, and the coach has opened up practices more, and then the spring game's coming up in a couple weeks, so it's always fun to see that, and we're start kind of thinking about fall a little bit.
And Chad, also renovations to that west side, a War Memorial Stadium, long time coming. That's going to be amazing when it's all done.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a kind of a two-stage process. So for this fall, we'll have the new lower level seats on that west side, and then the following year we'll have some new what they call loge seating on that side, and then a new press box. So. It's going to be great. We had our biggest football crowd ever, set a record for football attendance this past fall, and so really looking forward to it.
Chad Baldwin, University of Wyoming, Director of Marketing. Chad, thank you for your time today, and I wish you the best of luck, and go Cowboys.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much.
All right, you bet.